EachMahjong.com's podcast.
Welcome to Each Mahjong.
We don't need a time period.
Yeah.
We'll do podcasts and we dang well please.
Our regular podcast.
It's a lie though. We would actually be pleased to doing more podcasts. It's not that we just do it when we please, it's just we do it when we can.
We do
I don't try.
We're pretty busy people. We're in high demand like a couple days a year.
We eat our fiber, we're regular.
Back to too much information, darling.
We just got done with a very fun show. By the way, if you want Jen, Garth, and Gemma line stamps, you can buy the Nani Mono Da stickers. They're line stickers in English. I always mess that up.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why there's a distinction between English and Japanese there. Since both words come from English, but whatever.
Yeah, so go ahead and do that, please.
Buy stickers or stamps, depending on which language you happen to be speaking as you're buying them.
And they made me, I actually had it, in the Japanese name, I had it called Nani Mono Da Stamp, because in Japanese they're called stamp, but I wrote stamp in English, and we got denied because of that the first time. Well, that was one of the four reasons. The other three reasons were things like me punching you in the face, which wasn't allowed. And
the line stickers line didn't want you to see.
And I think that Gemma was holding dynamite up to my back or something.
It's basically regular life, right?
Yeah, I know.
You can't censor everyday life.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It's just happening.
By the way,
freedom of speech in line, man.
Just in case people are kind of wondering what that extra voice is, that they're not, that's not always there. That is Gemma, by the way. Yay, Gemma.
Yay, Gemma.
Hello.
She's the only one that sounds kind of English.
Kind of English. It's got to that point now.
You only sound kind of English. You say things like,
dude. Either of us ever sound fairly English? I mean...
Well, when you say chips...
Yeah, you have your moments.
I certainly don't say it like an English person, though.
You do. You work up to it. You take a space before it, like you're running up to the word, and you're like, chips.
Yeah, you just make it sound like you're asking a question, and then you sound British.
I run up to a lot of words, actually. It's not just chips. It really depends on what sort of ridiculous story I'm telling at the moment, how much I want to run right up to the word that I'm aiming at, and then say that word with...
I really like Hugh Laurie.
Emphasis. Hugh Laurie.
I really like him, too.
He's good.
He's so good.
Because, first of all, he sounds American.
Only on House, but yes.
He sounds very...
It's really funny because when he was first on
House...
That's how
you can tell he's a good person. He sounds American. Okay, fair enough.
When he was first on House, like, every time he would go and do talk show interviews, then he'd be speaking his own accent, and they'd all be like... You really do have a British accent? Like, they would only ask him about his accent, basically, the entire interview.
It is pretty impressive, though, right?
It is impressive. Yeah. His American is awesome.
So, Mahjong, then.
Yeah, we're allowed to say Mahjong in this.
Oh, yeah.
I always feel weird the first time I say Mahjong when we start this podcast recording, because we go 2 hours in a show where we're not allowed to say Mahjong.
I don't feel so weird, because mostly I'm just going to say Mahjong anyway, because I'm not really thinking about it.
Garth always gets the buzzer.
In the normal show, what I'm just trying to do is not talk about Mahjong, because then I feel like that's... at least I'll avoid the bad conversation. Or the bad word.
Okay, it's just because you get really detailed, which is great for this podcast, actually.
Okay, right.
Yeah, run with your detail.
So, what happened in Mahjong this week?
Well, I went to North Kanto.
He's such a jerk.
Not so interesting.
Have we spoken about Garth recently? Because Garth is the only person who's done anything of value
in
Mahjong.
Gemma, did you play Mahjong this week?
I know. Did anybody in
I'm
this
I'm not allowed
group,
to swear in this
did
podcast
Did anybody
yet?
In this group do anything interesting in Mahjong
I don't
this
think
week?
They Can did, you know. No. I think
there's nothing going on. It's just
I think
Kanto and...
I think we played Dominoes.
I think there was Champions League last week. I think last week they had Champions League for like 4 days or something.
And there were some girls got together maybe and played Mahjong.
I heard about that.
Hate you both. You should have come.
It's not real Mahjong though,
so
right?
Well, not if the wrong person wins, obviously, I suppose, yeah. Oh. so far.
Okay, let's now talk about Jen.
So far, at least one of the right people is one. At least one of our right people is one. Jen is
barely
in the best 16th.
Just barely.
Yes. Doesn't no. Doesn't matter how. Yeah, everyone actually, everyone likes the person
but
who comes up.
Yeah, I think it's a good story.
Just
it's
a great story. In the best 16, not just barely, just in the best 16.
No,
you're
I got
just,
ninth. In,
yeah. Right. So you're just barely into the show to make it to the best 16.
Yeah.
Which makes the whole story just a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, you need
awesome,
to backtrack
right?
and explain
right.
for
so,
the
so backstory, backstory,
yeah.
backstory. You go
so I started Mahjong in 2000.
Jen was born a number of years ago that we weren't going to say.
Right. And then she was bitten by a spider. And she got pretty good all of a sudden. Really weird.
That's why I'm afraid of spiders.
Ah, yeah, you got your super Mahjong powers from a spider.
Yeah, super Mahjong powers that I've cultivated for 10 years.
Yes. They needed to... The radioactivity needed to sort of... It's got, like, half-life, except it's going the opposite direction, so it's sort of like double life. It's got to
see,
keep
so there's
doubling.
Some really
oh,
good
yeah,
stories
yeah,
from Saturday.
Yeah, I was going, like, where are you going with this? Do you want the shovel back again?
Does anyone
want
to hear about Mahjong a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, we do want to hear about Jen's Mahjong story. So
you went to play on Saturday.
On Saturday was the first qualifier, right. Where all of us little low-life forms that have no seeds play in. And, yeah, so I played in that, and I was the border after... So we played six games.
Six games.
That's after four games, they cut out eight people from the bottom and four people from... Or eight people from the top or something. Maybe after five games they do that. I don't know. They cut people off. So I think they cut eight people after the fourth game, and then eight more after the fifth game. And I think maybe after the fifth game, the top eight just advance automatically. So then... I wasn't cut out. Actually, I was doing kind of good. I was plus 40 going in the last game. That was despite a Kokushimuso 13 Orphans hand that I dealt into.
You
the
threw.
Dealer. Yeah, I discarded, and I heard the dealer say, "Wrong, Yomon Hassan, 48,000 points." It's like, crap.
Dude.
All right, well, I guess that was like in the second game. Okay, I guess I'm done for this whole thing. So, and I start looking at my points. I only have 36,000, so okay, so I'm going
to
borrow 20. Yeah, I'm trying to calculate how much to borrow, so then how much I give her, and that means I'm borrowing how much. And okay, I'm going to give her 28. And then the person to my right, she was to my left, the person to my right is like, "You don't have a cue soul." I was like,
oh, she's missing. She's
yeah,
missing.
She had two pairs, so there was actually only 12 orphans in her hand.
12 orphans and two.
I think there were
two twins. Yeah.
She did that? Wow, that's worse than anything I ever do.
That was a woman, a girl. She was actually at the semifinals with me in the Saikyo Senten.
Oh my god, I'm
so I made it to the semifinals.
I feel really
that.
Bad for her. I'm like.
Yeah, it was really, really I'm sad. Like, that's yeah. why I didn't actually talk about it in any of the Japanese shows. I didn't like tweet about it or anything. This is the only place I will talk about it. Because we all do crap.
That is.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, especially
it's
especially
not
us.
Something I'm saying. I would definitely do that, is what I'm going to say.
How
right
do
now.
You do that? Oh, yeah, there was that time I did, basically, that.
So basically,
right?
She was...
But you see it, right? In your head, you're like, oh, I'm going for this. And then you get blind. You get
you
blind
so
to what
want
you've
to
got.
You believe it's there, right? You're just like, oh, I know yeah. this is here.
And you would swear blind before you turn those tiles down. Oh, no, I've definitely got...
Wow. In a way, it's better than, like, getting ready and then missing the win or something because you're making sure. You know? There's actually a little bit of balance there with over-checking and then missing what's on the table. But anyway, so, yeah, poor
yeah,
her.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta, so you've got, like, what? You've got, like, a pair of one of dots and a pair of, like, the nine of bamboos. You gotta split up one of those pairs and you gotta put it somewhere else.
Yeah. Like, stop looking at it.
No, that doesn't always work. That did not work for me when I actually... I had all pairs except for one three of a kind. And someone threw out the fourth of a kind. And I just
oh, so you just had
the
other...
I had them placed in different places, so it didn't look like three of a kind. It only looked like one pair in a single tile.
I wish someone could see my face of horror
like
right
this?
There.
Now you're going to watch out for that.
You
see,
assholes.
I helped all you people.
Why do you look so closely at our hands? Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't. I was a sweetheart, man. I was not an asshole.
I turn over my hand, and someone's always like, huh, let's check the silly ass phone. Okay, I guess you got it this time, people.
Yeah, there's not that
yeah,
many people that check
way,
my hand,
yeah.
actually, but...
People do check my hands. People look my hands.
Well, you mess up your scores a lot. They check my hands and then they tell me I have the wrong score, and then I tell them that they're wrong. And they're like,
that happened to me the other day. Oh, I'm so happy. I was like, I turned with my child and said the score, and then someone was like, no, you got it wrong. And I was like, okay, I guess. No, I haven't. And then I saw someone laughing across the other side of the room.
So I'm not even thinking about the score when I say it. I really. It's about as ticto as I can be. Like, really, I'm just like saying, if I draw something of that like a few yaku, I'm just like, Ichi-san-ni-doku. It's like it might be right. I don't know.
And then if you're wrong, sometimes they'll say, sen-ni-sen.
And I'd like to point out that Garth always checks my hand.
So you might as well err on the high side.
Actually, what did I do? Where was I? I think I was at. Oh no, this was actually on Saturday as well. Oh yeah, we're talking about me today.
Yeah, talking about you. Yeah.
So I drew my hand and I was like, "2600 yen," 2600 all. And then someone's like, "3200 all?" They like thought I had more food. And I was like, "Oh, okay, I guess so." And then the other person on my left's like, "You're not the dealer." I'm like, crap. Okay, so. We all had it wrong. I actually had the foo right. It was 40 foo, so it would have been niroku oru if I had was the dealer, but I was actually not the dealer, so it was just on niroku.
Oh, I could have used this.
And the person across from me who also changed to 3200, she definitely thought I was a dealer. Everybody had it wrong. But anyway, so even with that,
I have a similar not. Realizing who's dealer story.
We're not talking about you today.
Which I'm going to do later. I'm just saying we're going to do it later.
Okay. Yeah.
And I should have used it in the story before about Bakker, stupid Garth, but.
So, then after the fifth game, the border was 30. Anyone had 30 or more? No, 20. It was 10! God, I'm talking and giving stories like Garth. It was 10!
The border was 10.
Plus 10. That was the border. If you had plus 10 or more, you would move on.
Wow, that's a really.
It's like 30%
order.
Of the people moved on.
Okay.
It's like 70 something, and 27 were moving on. So, okay, so I had 40 going in. So I was like, okay, well I can even lose a little bit and I'll still be all right. Third place, I might be okay. Second place, I'll definitely be okay.
Right.
Kind of thing. And so I got a third place.
Actually, can I ask? The rules in Pro Queen are
B rules.
B rules. Okay.
Yeah.
And so. Just for everybody who doesn't know, that's Ipatsu, Ura, Dora, and Kandora are all possibilities.
Pretty similar to the WRC rules.
Yeah.
Except for now they allow double Yakumon.
Oh, okay.
As long as it's not like a single weight is not like a single weight
right,
for
so
it has to be actual multiple Yakumons in one hand. So like Su Anko and all
13 orphans,
honors or
13
something.
Weight, 13 tile weight in 13 orphans is
it's
not
double Yakumon. Right. You have to actually have. Yeah, if you're like all the wins and other Jihai, then that's going to be at least double Yakumon. But anyway.
Is Dai Sushi double Yakumon?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think it has to be.
Because WRC. Isn't WRC? EMA is still double Yakumon.
Oh, really?
Dai Sushi is, yeah.
Yeah, so. I got third place. And like the last hand, the dealer kept winning and winning, and she didn't have to. She's already in. And she kept winning and winning. She kept drawing all her wins. I think maybe I threw a 2,000 point hand to her. I wasn't very far negative. I ended up with 29 points, so I only got minus 5. I was like 25,000 points still. I had 40. Yeah, so it was maybe 24,000.
So then the border jumped up that hugely.
Yeah, so I had 29 points.
Wow.
So I was like, I still might be okay. I heard them call all the names,
you'd
and I wasn't in it.
Okay,
then they called two or three alternates, and I still wasn't in it. I was the next person after the alternates.
That is a huge change from the fifth game to the sixth game.
Yeah. So then I was like, crap, all right, I'm going home. I guess I'll go to North Kanto tomorrow. Okay, so I went home, my phone rings. I don't know that number. My phone rings again, and it's Fujiwara, and he's like, all right, Jen, you're the first alternate now, so can you come tomorrow? All right!
Wow.
I'm there. See ya, North Kanto. So I was the first alternate.
Lucky.
So that means someone has to not show up because they actually have the numbers all decided for the second qualifier.
Right.
And they're like all the women in A League, all the previous pro queens, stuff like that coming.
And so one of them didn't show up.
Yeah. So 44 people are supposed to be there. Only 43 showed up.
Do you know who who the one was that didn't show up?
I think it was Shirakawa, but I'm not sure if she was in it. Is she in A-League?
A-League for...
Women's A-League.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Well, I think it was somebody named Shirakawa. I don't know if it's that Shirakawa or not.
That I might, like I ever really had knew. That is a thing I definitely do not know.
Yeah, anyway, it might have been a different Shirakawa. I'm not sure. But anyway, so Shirakawa, somebody didn't show up. So I got to play. Yay! First table, I'm with Kaori. Crap. I always get nervous when I play with her because she's like my senpai. I love her.
And she's a very strong player.
Yeah, she's really strong. And she looks really strong when she plays, too. She's kind of intimidating a little bit.
Just a long history of winning Mahjong. There's just no reason to go into a game with her thinking, oh, I can beat her.
Yeah, I definitely was not thinking that. But she also plays... I mean, she's from a little bit of an older generation. She plays strong.
Uh-huh.
Like, they look cool when they're playing. And her manners are fine. She's not like one of those, like, die, whatever bad manners. But she has that... When you had to look cool when you're playing Mahjong, she definitely has that. So it's a little bit intimidating. I move to other people from other leagues. I just assume everybody's way better than me, so I... And, all right, yep, I'm losing. Well, good thing I woke up this morning. And then, like, the second to last hand or last hand or something, I drew 8,000 points. So somehow I edged my way into second place.
Oh.
Because we weren't, like... Kaori and I were both at around just over 20,000.
Uh-huh.
And so we weren't really far behind, but we were definitely third and fourth place. And the other girls were just kind of dominating, and it was just like, oh, one of those tables. So, but then I reached with, like, a Kanchan Machi.
Uh-huh.
As a gut shot, waiting for the Dora. I drew it. I think that's what happened. Maybe I had, I don't know, something where I was waiting for, I had to get one tile and to get a Mangan, and I did on Ippatsu, so I was really, really lucky.
Well,
that put me in second place.
That's the thing about those rules is you can play to get lucky.
Mm. Yeah, but I also definitely built my hand because I definitely built it so it would be Tanyao.
Uh-huh.
I definitely got rid of extra tiles, like a pair of edges and stuff like that.
That's what you can do in the beginning, but once you get to Tenpai or once you get to Ready, it almost sort of like, you know, even if it didn't come perfectly, like you were aiming for a Sanjoku and it didn't quite come right, once you get to that point that you're ready... All right, you know, there's still Ippatsu, there's still Uradora, and, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. Your hand could get bigger in a hurry.
So it did, and I got second place in that game. I'm like, all right, well, at least I'm in it.
Second place, so you jumped, you were in a race for third or fourth, but with that win, you jumped up to second place?
Yeah, because I had like 23,000 or something.
Wow, okay, nice.
So that put me up to 31,000. And the girl who was in second place probably had just over 30,000, so it just passed her. So she had... Like, minus... I think she was actually still barely positive, just below me. So maybe she had a positive score and had to subtract the placing bonus.
In that game, the placing bonus is...
5 and 15.
5 and 15, okay.
Yeah. Then... I was doing okay. I think I won the next game. I was with Aki the next game. Nikaido. And she just kind of stayed stable in second place with around 35,000 the whole game, and I just went off. I just won and won, and I was like, Kanchan, I'm waiting for the gut shot, Dora, reach. And a person to my right throws it right away and reaches after me, and I'm like, you're on! So I got that. That was great. Ippatsu and Dora. Because everybody's kind of going for it a little bit, you know. You have to, because it's only 11 people out of 44 that move on. So I was able to use that to my advantage, I guess. I got lucky using that to my advantage. And then... Yeah, you have. I mean, yeah, I guess you're right.
You have to go for it when you have a chance to go for it.
Yeah, you have to create chances to get lucky. So all you can do really is get to Tenpai, and maybe try and get to a more expensive Tenpai. And there was one hand in there actually where I just like cheated. I had all Sozu, bamboos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Another 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No, 7. 8, 9. So I cheated the 7.
Uh-huh.
And I was only going to have Itsu, just the full straight.
Uh-huh.
But the full straight was already determined, right? And I was waiting for a 4-7. Another 4-7.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6, 7 or something.
Okay.
Does that make sense? 1, 2, 3. I needed a 7? Yeah. I didn't have a 7. 4, 5, 6, 6. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6. So my Itsu was already determined.
Right.
I was already going to get that for sure. And then I was waiting for 4-7. And so I only got, like, I don't know. Maybe I had a Dora. So I got 2,000 points. Okay.
Maybe you had a Dora.
It was a really... I think I got the Dora later, actually. I didn't know if I would have a Dora or not. I wasn't planning on it. I was just planning to win that hand. And I did. Yay. So I think that was actually kind of important. Because I kept... It's important also to keep other people from winning.
Right.
So if you have a way to win a hand, then... And you know it's going to be a quick one, then you kind of have to, even if you can. Even if I probably could have gotten a more expensive hand with that Itsu and stuff. I might have been able to finish something out somewhere else.
Mm.
And even maybe I could have gotten a three-sided weight with a possible Itsu or something.
If you had drawn your own seven, right?
Yeah, who knows, but I didn't. Yeah. I just went for the cheap hand. And then that day also, after four games, then... eight people are cut out. So I made it without being cut out. And I was just around 50 points the entire day.
50 points, so that's fairly positive, right? So you were never in danger of being cut out?
Not being cut out, like, partway through. Then I went to the fifth game. And I was dealer. Person to my right, my right said, Timon! Hastani Timon Roxy.
That's pretty huge.
She got Sue Uncle. And I was a dealer.
Oh.
I was like, oh, crap. So I went down below 10,000 points that game. And then the second to last hand, I did one of those Kanchan Dora reaches. I drew it for 8,000 points, 2,000, 4,000. And all last, I did the same thing. Put me up in second place. Negative second place, but I had like 26,000 points or something. I had like 25.1.
So
25,100.
Barely not negative.
Yeah, so I got like plus 0.1, or maybe I got minus 0.1. It was like.
It was that close. Yeah,
but it kept me at 50 points.
Huge
comeback,
right?
Huge, yeah. Because I was in last place at that point, so I was going to get minus 15 plus that. So I would have to get a big top in the last game after that. So I didn't need that big top. Same thing again. This time the border was 30. So I had a 20-point difference there with my 50. Crap. I ended up in third place. The person to my right just wasn't really going for it anymore after like her dealer was over and stuff. And we show each other the points, so you kind of know how each person's going to play or try to play. I was with Yumi. She won...
Ruotani.
Yeah, she won Women's League twice, I think.
Yeah, she's got a couple big results.
Yeah, she was the one who... She was the last standing woman at WRC. She was playing to my right. And then there was the person to my left just had loads of points. She didn't... She was in, basically. She could get third place, maybe even last place, and she'd still be in. I think she had, like, 60 or 70 points. And then the person across from me was just negative. And Uotani's just freaking good. She kept winning. And I think she ended up in second place, and I somehow ended up in third place, I think. I was either in third place or really, like, I had a lot of points, and... Yeah, I must have been third, maybe. Maybe. God. I should take notes, huh, if I'm going to talk on the podcast. Anyway, the person to my left got first place, so she got loads and loads of points. So Uotani only had... She's in second, so she only got the plus 5, so she didn't go ahead of me. She ended with plus 20. I ended up with plus 35. So I must have been second place, and I had, like, minus 10. I had 20,000 points or so. And I did win a Ichisan Niroku, 52,000 points. That was huge.
5,200 points.
5,200. That sounds more accurate. that was actually huge, because that kept me in third place and kept me above 20,000. So. But, you know, yesterday the border went from 10 to over 30.
Right, yeah, so you start worrying. You're like,
it was 30, now it's going to be like 50.
Right.
Crap.
How huge
I'm out.
This time, right?
Yeah. Then they read the name. Or then I was sitting around and I heard just come some whispers. Yeah, the border went down. I'm like, what? It was 30. If it went down, then I'm definitely in, because I'm 35. I'm like, I'm not gonna accept that yet. There's no way I made it to the top 16. And then they called out the names, and I was in ninth.
Ninth? So you're not even... Oh, ninth out of 11.
11.
Okay, but that's still, you're in.
Yeah. And there are 28 people, I think. 28. There's 7 tables at the last game. So altogether 44, so I got ninth out of those 44.
Excellent.
Wow, well done.
Yeah, and that time you're not playing to get first place, right? You're playing to stay in, not get cut out,
yeah,
and then stay in, so... Yeah, so, clearly, the only thing about ninth place, the placing tells you what table you're going to be at.
Right.
But it's not like you know.
Yeah.
Like, okay, if I get first place, it's going to be an easy table. That's not the case, so...
Yeah,
I don't
know. Exactly.
So who cares? Anyway, so, yeah, so I'm playing in Saturday! Woohoo!
Way to go.
And it's a tournament. We're playing 5 games, top 2, move on.
Very nice.
But the people I'm with are really good, so with 5 games, there's a good chance that I'll need to get really lucky.
Well, that is pretty awesome. Well, and that's happening when?
Saturday. 25th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you. I will need it. I will take that good luck to heart.
I had one silly, stupid story that I was going to say, and now that I remember it, I really should have said it for the stupid Garth segment that we have.
Except for that you can't talk about Mahjong.
Yeah, but it would have been funny because most people would have understood. Well, actually, I would have to have gone into a little bit of detail, but playing a hand, dude reaches on like the 6th draw or so. And I've got Chitoitsu going, I've got 7 pairs going, and I've got a Dorda in my hand, and I get to 1 away from ready, and I'm kind of thinking, oh, I can go for this. And then I'm still not really getting to ready. I'm kind of trying to figure out which tiles to throw. And I draw 4 of bamboos, and I look over and I see that the guy to the reacher is to my right, and the guy to his right has thrown the 4 of bamboos the same jun that he has. Like, he reached on the 6th jun, and then 6th jun, the guy to his right also threw the 4 of bamboos. So I go, I'm kind of looking at that, and I was like, and nobody's cheated, nobody's pawned or anything, so okay. Then that 4...
Tim, is it 49?
No, I'm okay.
I think it is actually pretty late, actually. I think the last one is actually after 20.
But I will go in the next 5 minutes.
Just...
So I just this story.
You're welcome
actually,
to say, I was hoping you'd miss your train, actually.
This story goes pretty quickly, but... So I look at that, and I say, oh, okay, so he threw that the same jun, the same turning draw that... that the guy reached on, so it's safe. And I throw it, and then I hear Ron. I'm like, what? And I'm like, what? And I'm so ready to point out that, hey, he threw the 4 of bamboos the same draw that you, the same turn that you reached on.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, God, there's got to be a reason here that I'm wrong. And as he's sort of saying the score, I realize that he's saying Chitoitsu, 7 pairs score, for somebody who's not the dealer. What? Wait a second. So I thought he was the dealer. And then I'm looking around and like, oh. Yeah, actually, if you look at the order of the tiles there, the guy across from me is the dealer. And that's why he threw that 4 of bamboos. Right before the reach actually happened.
What a silly person to reach with,
I know,
with all pairs when the one of the tiles that you're waiting on had just
pairs.
Gone out.
I was going for all pairs. He was waiting for the 4 and 7. I was going for all pairs. He was waiting for the 4 and 7.
You said they were saying the score for a non-dealer is all pairs.
Oh, I don't know what. No. That is a ridiculous thing to have said. I was going for all pairs. He said the score for something else, which was clearly not the score for a dealer.
Okay, but it was not. Okay.
Typical Garth story. Like halfway through, the details are like, details this way. But it was clearly not a dealer score. At which point, I was just all oh. It was just really embarrassing. Stupid Garth, typically stupid Garth story. Like I make my calculation and oops, wrong calculation.
I've done that for sure. Or I just like hope because people have like called for tiles and stuff, and I just kind of hope that was after the
range. That's the thing I did check for while not actually checking to see really who was dealer.
Yeah, it does kind of suck when you checked it and it's.
And you're still
and
wrong.
You checked it wrong.
Then you really feel dumb. Although, I did at least save myself a little bit by not actually pointing out how dumb I was. Like, wait a second, he threw 4 of dots, 4 of bamboos there, and then they'd have to be like, well, yeah, Garth, sorry, he's the dealer, so he came out before. Yeah.
The time that I went on a 1 bamboos, like, 8 years ago when I played Impro Queen. Not 8. It was 6 years ago when I played. No, 7 years ago when I played Impro Queen. 7 years ago when I played Impro Queen. I won. I was waiting for the 1-4 bamboos, and I won on it from the person who had already cheated my 4 bamboos.
That is annoying, right? When you've thrown the 4 so that you can aim for the 1, and then somebody cheats it so not everybody can see it on the board. So obviously, and you're like, all as you're reaching, you're kind of like all looking over to that chi. You're like, oh, hey, look at that. See the
Yeah, that's not what happened in this case at all. What happened is I discarded a 4 of bamboos, and she cheated. And then I ended up waiting for the 1 and 4 of bamboos. And it wasn't my discard anymore, so...
I jumboed.
I actually had discarded my own 4 bamboos.
Yes.
And then when she discarded the 1, I just went ahead and won.
I wish I could say I have not done that.
I do that.
Well, when it's not in your discard pile anymore, how are you supposed to remember that
you discarded? Yeah, you can't remember that, shite.
It's really...
And if it's going to temp by like that again...
It's hard enough to remember even when it is in your discard pile.
Yeah, I know, right? I've got to look, what? 20 centimeters in front of me? No. That is unreasonable.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that is definitely their fault somehow. Okay.
That's a dirty trick play.
I think we're out of time.
Okay. Dude, you have got some impressive results from the last month or two.
Yeah, we're looking forward to the next podcast now.
My God. Yeah, I'll tell you all about how I chumbled and lost.
The thing is, no matter how you do next weekend, it's already a cool accomplishment to have made it this far.
So
you do get that congratulations anyway, because there are a ton of girls who did not make it this far, right? So
all but 16.
Best 16 in Pro Queen. Pretty cool.
And I made it, even though somebody drew Suwanko on me. That's pretty
that
amazing.
That's pretty damn impressive, yeah.
That is super tricky. Suwanko. That's an even dirtier trick play. That's about as dirty as it gets.
Alrighty then.
If you are in Japan, we do keep mentioning this, but please try to join Oisen, which is coming up. And Jen will be playing.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Maybe I should go to that. Yeah,
I'm gonna play on the 15th, I think. It's the 15th and 16th of November.
I don't have to do that because I won North Kanto, so wee! Jen will be playing in Shizuoka this Sunday.
Yes.
If this goes up in time.
It will. Shizuoka on Sunday. After I'm done with the best 16. So if you want to hear the story, more stories, come play in Shizuoka.
For everybody else, you'll get the scoop. and that's probably about all the news we have for this week. Hopefully we'll have more needlework news next week.
Thanks for joining, Gemma.
Yay, Gemma.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I'm
very good at listening to other people's awesome mahjong stories.
If you'd like to get in touch with us, I am Garthee, GARTHEEE, on Twitter.
And I'm Mahjong Jen.
I am Mahjong Jem, because I'm that inventive.
Yes, although Jem is spelled with a G, and Jen is spelled with a J.
Yeah.
Get in touch with us, we always love to hear from you. And that's about it for this week.
Yes.
Talk to you later, bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya. Ich lieb dich nicht, du liebst dich nicht. Da, da, da.